It's all very well to promote maskless style, the above new maskless laws, that is the op, tab and the para. But how to go about creating these laws, especially given that the fluffy feminists will fight both of them tooth and nail in all their feminazi hypocrisy, rejecting what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So how to implement these new maskless laws in practice? Maskless solution. The maskers aim to create gender equality committees in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male maskless, so that the gender issues of both sexes are addressed equally, which is far from being the case today. Probably in today's world, if a random person in the street is asked what comes to mind when asked what is gender equality, then 99%+ of people would answer feminism, that is, women's equality. Since they know almost nothing about masculism, they have not yet had their maskless consciousness raised. They are unaware of how women oppress men, and often for decades of men's lives, manslaving them for decades. The maskers first need to spread maskless ideas through the culture, aiming at the media, so that the masses can be taught by the journalists about the main ideas of maskless, so that millions of people become familiar with maskless ideas. Once there is enough political pressure for the creation of gender equality committees in the parliaments, they should be set up, whose goal is to socially engineer gender equality for both sexes. The male maskless half of these committees will aim for the fipping of women, for the creation of a fip society, for the legislation of the op-tab and the para, so that men can be liberated from being manslaves to women for decades of their lives. These maskless politicians can play an important part in the general education of the public by talking about maskless issues, making their constituents familiar with maskless issues, so that when the new laws come, everyone is familiar with why they exist and how they work. In today's world, March 2022, we are far from the above, so the maskers have a lot of work to do. The first task is to spread maskless ideas to the masses, so that there is enough maskless political force to change the gender laws, by establishing gender equality committees in the parliaments, whose job it is to pass these new maskless gender laws that will so liberate men from decades of manslavery at the hands of fluffy manslaving parasites and fluffy feminist hypocrites who want equal rights for women in the parliaments but still have traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to be abused and robbed, that is, manslaved for decades of a man's life. These maskless politicians in the gender equality committees can perform many other maskless tasks, such as promoting men's studies courses in the universities, paying for maskless speakers to go to the high schools, paying for men's studies professorships at the universities, speaking on the media about men's issues, etc. There is a lot they can do, other than pushing for the two major pieces of maskless legislation, that is, the op-tab and the para. I wonder how long it will take, how many years, before 80% of women are familiar with the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that, in reality, women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since women's oppression of men often involves manslaving a man for decades of his life, that is, truly major gender crimes that require major punishment to stamp these crimes out. Most feminists today are so brainwashed after six decades of monoconscious feminism that the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street and that in fact women oppress men worse than vice versa is totally alien. So the maskers still have a major publicity job ahead of them to reverse women's gender bias that gender oppression is a one-way street into a recognition that gender oppression is a two-way street. And that if they don't help men in the men-faring of the gender laws, then more and more men will wipe their hands of women and choose to live the MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, men going their own way, lifestyle, depriving women of love, sex and babies. Masculists need to explain to women that it is in their self-interest to become bi-conscious, that is, to study masculist ideas, so that a sex war that seems to be coming can be avoided. At the current time, masculist hatred of MFBs, monoconscious, feminazi bitches, is so strong, given that what they are doing in the divorce courts, their hypocritical opposition to the passage of the Para and Optab, that masculists are learning to truly hate them. This can only end badly in a sex war where everyone loses. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 500 plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.